Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whenever a government claims to have the people's interest at heart, you need to think again. In the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite sincerely concerned about the well-being of regular people. What makes any of us think that it is different now? If the Age of Enlightenment has brought forth anything, then certainly this. Never take anything any government tells you at face value. Always question everything any government does or does not do. Always look for ulterior motives and always ask, cui bono, who benefits?
And in an age where this pandemic is made so painfully clear that no nation can wall itself off from borderless threats, we know that none of us can escape the worst that's yet to come if we fail to seize this moment. But ladies and gentlemen, within the growing catastrophe, I believe there's an incredible opportunity, not just for the United States, but for all of us. We're standing at an inflection point in world history. We have the ability to invest in ourselves.
Uninhabitable hell, climate change and disease threatens millions, UN warns.
An uninhabitable hell for millions of people. That's what the planet is becoming due to the lack of action on climate change. That's according to a strongly worded United Nations report.
There is no doubt the problem is getting worse and effective measures have to be put in place.
At this incredibly important Glasgow scenario where everyone's going to save the planet, Saudi Arabia, China, and Russia don't show up. They just didn't show up. That is how little that the bad guys and some of the marginal bad guys in the world think of the world now and what they must do. Because you're right, there is no American presidency.
Now this goes back to, you know, the World Bank can give them interest-free loans, Belt and Road Initiative. China, as we know, is one of the number one polluters in the world.
I think the number one.
I would say number one. I think with Belt and Road Initiative in Africa and Latin. They're firing coal power plants up, you know, every week.
And it says right here that, oh, my God, this is like 2019. We're all going to be dead soon. Super viruses will emerge because it's going to get too hot. This is from Reuters. America and Australia and New Zealand and Canada and the UK, we're marked for death because of the Christian ethos and our background and our historical opposition to the New World Order. They took us over because of our power to take over the world. Now they want to get rid of who helped them take over the world. So, and they're telling you that, you know, the cataclysm's here, the end of the world's here. They mean the end of the world for us.
High up in the Tibetan mountains, scientists have labored to drill into some of the oldest and most pristine ice on Earth for years, and in doing so, brought back ice core samples that date back thousands and thousands of years. Two of these samples predate the earliest known human civilization by a whopping 11,000 years. Investigating the two ice cores, scientists found 33 different groups of viruses with hundreds of individual members of each. Of these groups of viruses, though, the greatest discovery was the fact that a whopping 28 of them were completely unknown to scientists until now.
CRISPR is a section of DNA that genetic scientists can edit. And when combined with a protein called Cas9, the new and edited DNA can be replaced in living cells to modify any behavior or physical features of that individual. If extremists mastered CRISPR, there's no reason why they couldn't use it to edit the RNA or DNA of a deadly virus to tweak it to their own evil desires. They could, for example, take Ebola and remove all visible symptoms, increase its average incubation period from 10 days to 30, and it could be adjusted to significantly ramp up its infectiousness and killing power. Essentially, this third party, whether it be a terrorist cell or enemy state, during a world war could design and create the so-called perfect virus.
Do you understand that? They have produced a virus that kills 80% of people, and they admit they've got it, and it's in mainstream news that Fauci got it and has it at the damn lab. He's holding us hostage. Do you understand that? So when they hit you with a bioweapon and they tell you it naturally came out of a cave in China or a wet market, you believe it. They're all pre-programming you. When the bioweapon comes...
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday comes early super blowout sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, it's even better than the last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good, it's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If there was ever any doubt about where the world was going and the fact that psychotic tyrants are in control of the planet right now, today you will see all of that evidence. It's Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And legislation is in the UK Parliament and is set to pass to arrest people and give them 2 years in prison for the first offense of criticizing the vaccines that aren't vaccines in any way. That is true tyranny. They have similar legislation in Australia introduced, but they're saying they may just do it by executive power. And they had a press conference in New Zealand, this is all UN run, where a reporter brought up, well, why aren't the vaccines working in Israel? Why do they have the highest infection rate? They're the highest vaccinated rate in the world for any populous nation. She threw a fit and said, we're ending this press conference now. You gave an unauthorized question. See? They've already scripted all the different questions for each other. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible? And then we've got a member of the Australian military saying they're training to confiscate people out of their homes and take them to emergency centers if they don't take the inoculation. And we have premiers of three states already saying that's the plan the last few months. And people see this video and they go, well, is this officer telling the truth that the military is preparing to take you away? And of course he is. It's all admitted. But when we see a citizen say it, we're programmed to think, oh, that must not be true. This is such incredible evil, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Allyn Root is a very successful CEO, best-selling author, number one New York Times bestseller, I think 3-4 times. Really good friends with Trump. And he did a really powerful interview with Trump yesterday afternoon, and put Trump on the hot seat about a couple issues. So, I mean, I like Trump overall, but I think he should be put on the hot seat about the vaccines and Cloward and Piven and what the Democrats are doing. Because when you educate Trump, he tends to listen if it makes sense to him, and he is a very powerful spokesperson for freedom. So I don't want to alienate Trump just hating him because he got suckered by these poison shots. It's still a big problem, but I would like to see him get back on the right path. So, Root, I already wanted Root on about his big article he wrote about the truth about COVID and how it's a failure, the COVID vaccine. Of course, it was designed to be a failure. But he wrote a really good, strong article for Town Hall, and I was wanting him on about that. And he's like, hey, I got Trump on today. I'll come on tomorrow and talk about it. So, that's coming up. We'll play some excerpts of that. We've got some really interesting excerpts of part one of Tucker Carlson's three-part series, The Plot Against the People. how the feds provocateured the events of January 6th. It's got the system so upset and so crazy. And then we've got just all the other incredible COVID news. I mean, no wonder they want to make it illegal to question it all over the world. Study, J&J vaccine recipients, 3.5 times more likely to develop potentially fatal blood clot in the brain. And it goes on from there. Barcelona soccer star who pushed COVID vax on kids collapses on field with giant heart swelling after taking a second shot. Americans received J&J jab more than likely to develop rare blood clots, new study finds. A major scientific study from the Journal of JAMA. Mom's Twitter timeline shows transformation from pro-vax, pro-informed consent after her son now has a giant swollen heart. No more sports for you. You may die. People in the UK, again, I mentioned this, who post false information, that's whatever the UN says, about vaccines should be jailed for 2 years. Wow, where'd your free speech go? And the ADL is behind it all. Cheryl Atkinson is reporting that in the United States, the feds are saying workers that don't want to take the injections will be sent for re-education, followed by disciplinary measures. And here's that excellent article we posted yesterday that I'm going to have reposted out of the live show feed today. That's what I just told the New York Times about the complete failure and disaster of the COVID-19 vaccine. We should just read this whole article on air, because it's a short article, but very powerful. And basically, Newt Gingrich has come out with a similar article, how Fauci fooled America with the COVID vaccine and with everything he said about COVID. And then a really illustrative video about the mass Stockholm syndrome that this woman's under, and now she's put her child under it, where her child's not been allowed outside the house for almost 2 years, and not until the vaccine is available will she be allowed to go outside again or talk to friends. Now, that's abuse, but it's state-sponsored, state-sanctioned abuse. So this woman is doing what they say and what they pushed while her daughter is, you know, inside, not getting vitamin D, all of this. And she's so excited that she'll get the shot soon. I guess she's like 7 years old, 8 years old. It's got the number here. And that she'll be allowed to go out again as soon as she gets her shot. And she loves her mother for this. So she loves the person enslaving her. And the mother loves the state that's enslaving her, but the mother feels powerful being in that whole chain of command. And then, of course, the Pfizer shot is now 3% effective after 6 months. That's even with her fake numbers, never effective. The J&J, less than 3%, same thing. Moderna's like still 9% effective, they say. These are all made-up numbers. And then, of course, it makes you where you could have ADE and die from an autoimmune response. Here's another one. Ireland, the most vaccinated nation in the European Union with 91% vaccination rate, now has the highest number of COVID patients in hospitals in 7 months and the highest number of deaths, too. German companies creating segregated cantinas for vaccinated and unvaccinated. What a world, what a world, what a world. Then I've also got a really creepy CNN piece where a woman is divorcing her husband because he warned her that the shot might hurt her. And just for warning her, she's divorcing him and basically marrying Pfizer. And then Putin came out and said that we need Jesus in America and that the occult has taken over and that the West is sick and under the control of Satan. I never played that about 3 weeks ago or so when he said it. I just read the headline. He's come out in a new speech a few days ago. It's only 6 minutes long, but he does talk quickly. So as fast as I can read it in English, I'll have to hit pause some. But he says that the left and wokeness is creating crimes against humanity and is designed to destroy civilization, and that the communist did the same thing in his country and that he's against it, and that the Bolsheviks were evil, and the same people running the Bolsheviks today are running the destruction of America. Wow. Nobody talks like that. That's bad. That's actually what's going on. Putin recognizes it. He became an acolyte of Alexander Solzhenitsyn secretly when he was in the KGB. That's now only coming out. And Solzhenitsyn gave Putin the green light a decade before he died after meeting with him for sometimes up to 2 days straight in private. So I think he got him, sat him down and said, it's time to stop betraying the Russian people. Time to kick these globalist Bolsheviks out that all come out of New York City and London. So that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. And the Bolsheviks are a curse on all of us and a curse to all peoples. I don't care if you're European. I don't care if you're African. I don't care if you're Asian. I don't care if you're Latin American. I don't care if you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim. The Bolsheviks are nothing but the Jacobin 2.0, the Illuminati. And they believe they have a divine right to rule over us and enslave us, that we are their chattel. And if we act like it and behave like it, we kind of deserve what we get. So you notice I'm kind of relaxed today. I'm very zenned out because the news is so incredible. Did a lot of preparation for today's show. And I'm going to be very judicious about this and get every bit of this information I can. When we come back, though, the military training for forced inoculations and mass roundups in Australia, that means it's coming here next. And in New Zealand, shutting down a press conference where they're confronted with the real numbers about the vaccines actually making you sick and die. It's all coming up on the other side. This is a listener and viewer participation sport. So get off the bench and tell folks to tune in now, wherever you're listening, and tell folks about Band.Video, Infowars.com, and FreeWorldNews.TV. We'll be back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back to this live November 2nd Tuesday transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So the type of stories I like are ones that are really educational and informative and transformative, because if you understand how it's a weak spot in the globalist armor, you can exploit it and others can exploit it. So under globalism, under the Great Reset, you have an iron grip at press conferences for prime ministers and presidents, and then regional governors, premiers, and others. And so now, whenever somebody asks an unauthorized question that hasn't already been scripted, that agency is then banned from future events. And if someone's able to slip in and get a question in, that person is taken out, in many cases, in handcuffs. This happened to me once at a press conference when I asked George W. Bush an unauthorized question about his father and the CFR and the communist Chinese plan that the globalists set up to sell out the country. If you want to see it, just type into search engine Alex Jones arrested for asking George W. Bush a question. So they've been trying to get this set up for a long time. But a reporter, an independent reporter, not part of the, quote, accredited media, the controlled state-run media, said, well, what about Israel, where they've got highest death rates, highest illness rates, highest hospitalization rates amongst the so-called vaccinated? Why isn't it working? But we've all got to take it. And the press conference was abruptly shut down. Here it is.
And what I'd say is that we're all actually completely on the same page when it comes to driving vaccinations and making sure that we're doing everything that we can to reach people that we need to. This is an issue of... This is an issue...
Not working in Israel.
Sir, I'm going to ask... I'm going to answer the questions of the accredited media.
Also in the UK...
Sir, I will shut down the press conference if you do not cease.
It's rude to lie.
Sorry, to our accredited members of the gallery here, we might move to an inside venue. Unfortunately, we've got someone who's disrupting your press conference today, so we might reconvene. Thank you.
Can we use the facility here?
Yeah, sure we can. Do you know whether or not it's open?
And they put all the little mask on, the symbol of their ongoing cult. Yeah, let's go inside and hold it there.
A quiet space for you. And if you
want arrogant she is.
And you feel like you need to re-record, we can do that inside as well.
What a disgusting criminal.
I'm going to go to the bathroom and then...
Heavily on the payroll of the globalist. So this is global corporations censoring everybody, blocking real treatments for normal diseases, claiming people that have died of other things have died of COVID, and then ending press conferences if somebody raises real facts. She says, you're not accredited media. By the way, that's 3-month, 4-month old news that it's 39% effective in an Israeli study. Now the Israeli studies say less than 10%. You can pull that up. That's in the damn Jerusalem Post. And they are the most vaccinated country in the world. I just read you, Ireland's numbers are almost as bad as Israel's. Sweden didn't do all this, and it's over there. And the list goes on to other countries as well. Unbelievable. Now, here's another clip, and people can say, well, is this clip true? Yes. We know they're building emergency centers all over Australia, and they said next, I played the clips here, the different regional governors, the different premiers have said, we're going to be coming to your doors and taking you to shield in place if you've not had the inoculations, and you're going to be second-class citizens. You're not going to be allowed to have a job, and then we're going to take your houses if you're caught outside your house without the vaccine passport. We're going to take your house on the, what, third offense, and then fine you massively the first and second offense. I mean, that's martial law. If you don't take this shot, and boosters are going to be a regular part of life, you're going to have new ones every few months. Remember, that was a few weeks ago they announced that, New South Wales. And they said, you'll never wait us out. You'll never stop us. Don't talk to your neighbors. Don't look at the sunsets. And the U.S. has the same shielding and approach program being prepared here as well. And so does the U.K. and so does Europe, because it's all U.N. run. I showed you the U.N. statements yesterday about how they want to have global ongoing lockdowns and vaccine passports. And it's here. I showed you that from May of last year. And now we're living it. So here's a clip. Final solution, Australian military training for door-to-door forced injections. Here it is.
The generals in Australia, our leadership, are forcing us. They're training us to go house to house on our training grounds in urban warfare, and we're practicing pulling people out of their houses with medical staff, force injecting them, and then we're practicing running into the bush and catching those people who are running away. What the f*** is that about? I'm sorry for swearing, but what is that about?
No. 100%.
We've got them training our military to attack our citizens in our own country. Are you kidding me? They are so scared, and they're like, we've got to get rid of these people. They are evil to the core.
Well, that's right. It's not just about depopulating us. It's not just about sterilizing us. It's about testing the censorship, getting other people on board to even hurt their own children, and then getting the military ready to go out and not let people be outside their houses, even when they've been injected, and never taken the mask off. That's cult control. That's the transformation of a once free nation into a tyranny. And it's all United Nations directed. And what did Prince Charles say yesterday? We've got more statements, and I've got a U.S. government report Biden just put out that I scanned over this morning that is just a declaration of war against human life, a declaration of war against civilization, a declaration of war against humanity. And what did Charles say? Now the acting regent of the UK, he is the king now. They're just not officially calling him that. He's declared war on the free peoples of earth. The King of England is an enemy of humanity. Just as he was an enemy of freedom 250 years ago, yet again, the same family, the same people, the heir to Vlad the Impaler is our bane, is our enemy, is our problem, is the group and organization coming after us, a disgusting confederation of transhumanists and just the most greedy, ruthless, genetic psychopaths the world's ever seen. We're going to go to break. Since Wayne Allyn Root's joining us to talk about all the vaccine poisoning and the globalist tyranny in his interview with Trump yesterday, in the second hour, I'm going to stop covering injections for the next 30 minutes and hit all the other news. And believe me, there is a lot of it on that front. So look for all of that with Wayne Allyn Root. I've got four stacks on that. But when we come back, I want to look at the new long-term strategy for the United States, pathways to net zero greenhouse gas emissions. I mean, you talk about the end of America. You talk about dark age. You talk about you're so poor that you'll be lucky if you don't starve to death. This is a death sentence, by the way, to the third world, because we supply them with a lot of the finished materials and goods, and they supply us with raw food and agriculture. This lists agriculture as bad. This lists organic farming as to be banned. I mean, this is feudalism on steroids. It's just unbelievable. I know how bad it is. I know their policies, but to read it as official U.S. government policy, it's kind of like that declaration in June that all Americans that question anything Biden does are terrorists. You just read it and you can't believe it, but there it is. And then Putin's come out and declared all this, the carbon taxes, the leftist garbage, as crimes against humanity. We've got that as well. And we got the latest on the Georgia election fraud and what's happening in Virginia.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Living at the crossroads of human history, at the great point of destiny. Evil is making its move because evil knows its time is short. All right. Yesterday, I was walking through the studio yesterday evening, up here at about 6 o'clock, and I sat down to have a glass of ice water in the break room, and I was flipping through the channels. And I saw CNN with a straight face reporting with a clip of Biden at the climate conference yesterday saying we need Saudi Arabia and other nations to increase oil output to drive down U.S. oil prices. And it was him requesting that.
And I knew in the last month he'd sent them letters. He'd sent more than 20 countries letters, including Russia. And he removed and blocked the congressional law that Trump supported to block Russia's Nord Stream 2, a giant gas pipeline, mainly gas, can carry anything, coming out of Russia into Germany and the rest of Europe. By the way, I think Russia should be able to sell fuel wherever they want. I'm a libertarian when it comes to energy. I think more is better. But that said, they shut down our Keystone pipeline that was completed and won't let us have that. And now we're energy dependent again. For the first time, we were energy self-sufficient and the biggest exporter in the world in just a few years under Trump. And Biden has killed all new oil permits in over two-thirds of the United States. And then he's got the nerve to say, well, I can't really lower gas prices more than a few cents, but I'll ask other countries to boost output. But, you know, if China has no carbon controls, and then we have total carbon controls, they're going to run circles around us. And if you really believe carbon's so deadly, it's going to put out much larger, higher numbers with a lot of toxic waste, not just the carbon. And so that doesn't make sense. You'd want to use carbon in countries that had adopted the cleaner systems, because I agree with not putting out carbon monoxide and mercury and all sorts of stuff like that. But all we put out from our power plants is water vapor and carbon dioxide. That's good for you, not carbon monoxide. But if you go out and ask the general public, we've done it. Leon McAdoo's done it. Penn and Teller have done it. Others have done it. If you go out on a shopping mall, commons area, or you are walking down the street anywhere in a mall or on a hike and bike trail, and you ask people, should we ban dihydrogen monoxide? It's a waste product that's used in industry. It can lead to increased urination. It can lead to bloating. And they'll go, absolutely, I'll sign the petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide. Because dihydrogen monoxide has a very scary name. But it's not scary at all. In fact, we're made up 70%+ out of it. It's called H2O, dihydrogen monoxide. I've also done the man on the street thing where we go out and say the scientific name for sodium, for salt. It has a very scary name. And 99% of people, I mean, we've gotten hundreds of signatures before. Maybe one person goes, hey, I'm a chemist. I know that's salt. Good attempt at the joke. One guy even said to McAdoo, yeah, I've got a degree in chemistry, you're right. We got to restrict that hydrogen monoxide. It's a real problem. So that's the level of ignorance we're dealing with. And if the globalists can control that, they can control everything. So the attack is always, oh, you're hypocrites. You fly around in big jets and helicopters and have a carbon footprint hundreds of times bigger for all these different billionaires than the average citizen. So you're saying we've got to cut, but you're not going to cut. Well, yeah, this is their carbon regime. They're going to surveil you, control where you go, tax you, and they're all exempt from it. Of course they all fly to Davos and the G20 and the UN carbon great reset events in their jets and everything else because they're exempt. When they say they want more money than the entire GDP, that's a Prince Charles quote 2 days ago, quote, more money than the entire GDP of the world to force the convergence to clean systems. But they don't do that. I've got the graphs right here where it's like a five-year-old wrote this stuff. It says, and now we begin to leave fossil fuel and only use electricity. And clean electricity will then have zero carbon. And I'm like, almost all of the electricity is generated with carbon. I mean, these are reports written like a six-year-old would write them. But they're written for the general public. So mainline conservatives attack them as being hypocrites. No, carbon's good. Carbon makes the earth have higher oxygen and carbon dioxide, and plants grow better and live longer, and humans are healthier. And again, you can look this up. They know from ice core samples and mud samples that go back tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of years, that carbon dioxide was dozens and dozens of times higher just a few million years ago, and so was oxygen. And that's why they find the animals that were on this planet that were dozens of times bigger than anything, you know, creatures bigger than blue whales walking around on the surface of the earth, plants. I mean, all over the earth there was stuff as big as redwoods because it came from a time with higher oxygen and higher carbon dioxide. The Earth has been losing its atmosphere. So instead of saying, oh, we're so sorry about carbon, we're carbon-based life forms. That's what makes the world work. The logical extension of getting rid of carbon is to cut down trees and bury them in mass graves, which people thought I was joking last week when I talked about that. I pulled up more than a dozen mainstream articles, including USA Today and CNN, saying, bury the trees. So, GOP senator demands to know Biden's carbon footprint for trip to climate summit. That's an easy way to point out the hypocrisy, but it plays into carbon surveillance and all this. They don't care about paying their tax because they're billionaires that control the currency. But for an average family, it'll bankrupt them in the West, and the third world, it'll starve you to death. And I showed you the UN last year saying, we want the lockdowns to continue indefinitely. And then admitting in other articles, give us hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars. We need to feed the third world. They're starving to death because of COVID. No, because of your COVID restrictions. You committed the war crimes. That's not just logic. That's 2 + 2 = 4. So it's kind of like, oh, look, the Democrats aren't wearing their mask. Oh, look, the Democrats aren't taking the shot. The whole thing's a fraud. Don't debate like, hey, wear your mask, take your shot. Say they're not doing it because they know it's a fraud. After falling asleep and speaking gibberish, Biden apologizes to globalists for Trump trying to get us out of the Great Reset agenda. Yeah, that's a video. It's an article by Steve Watson at Infowars.com. And did you see the video? I think I forgot to send it to the crew, but they probably got it. If not, I'll send it to him during the break. I meant to get to it yesterday where he's like, and the thing you do when you see on the train, you're going to such and such, you know the computer's broke and it's over. And you listen to it, and you're like, what the hell is that? And that's all he does. But it was done by design. They put him in, so he'll take the blame for everything. He doesn't remember anything, and so all the lawyers and globalists can sell us out, and then he takes the fall. That's not a victory to make fun of Biden. It's not a victory they put in a puppet president. It's like when they were looting Russia in the late 80s, early 90s, with Boris Yeltsin being totally drunk and senile and not knowing who the hell he was. That's what's going on here. So we're going to be laying all of this out today here on the other side. The best breakdown of him acting like a fool is the Australian media roast Biden. You guys have that clip from yesterday? Regardless of that right here, I'll just send it to you so we'll have a next segment. And then we've got Wayne Allen Root, who just interviewed Trump, did a really good job actually bringing up real topics and real issues that others don't like. Hey, this lockdown's designed to bankrupt things, Cloward and Piven. Shouldn't you go out and expose that it's a planned UN takeover? You know, to put ideas in Trump's head so that he'll go out and actually defeat the agenda. Because if we expose it's a globalist takeover, it's game over for them. It's all coming up. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's News Today. Freeworldnews.tv is the link. Freeworldnews.tv.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is money. One computer said, you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans.
But as long as the blood in the streets isn't caused by bombs or machine gun bullets or nerve gas sprayed out of helicopters, the UN is allowed to kill 25 million people. As of 6 months ago, they haven't put out new numbers since then. And I showed you the UN statements in April and May yesterday in the BBC, in the New York Times, defending lockdowns that they ordered. And it killed 25 million extra people, starved to death, mainly children, and mainly Africans. And then when I see Kaepernick up there, who's about as white as I am, with his hair all bozoed the clown out, when he never had afros in the past, claiming he's leading black people and exposing how the NFL is slavery, the man is an abomination. Oh, he loves communist China and the slave camps for the Uyghurs and others. And he put out an ad I'll play next hour. Hell, maybe I'll get to it now. That's so satirical, that the acting is so bad. He looks like a five-year-old trying to act tough. And it's so ridiculous watching a bunch of former NFL players or whatever walk by and imply that they're poor babies. When, if anything, people worship the NFL and it becomes a disgusting distraction from what people really should be supporting. Fatherhood, motherhood, working hard, being good, loving God, standing up, having courage. Instead of just replaying over and over again the image of white people with black slaves, while there's Africans with slaves right now. And we're all going under global government slavery. And we're all having carbon taxes put in place. And they're coming after us with deadly shots on record that are causing massive blood clots. It's just incredible. But it's all, I mean, you look at Colin Kaepernick, he's such a joke. But the corporations act like you're powerful and you're cool. Remember when Nike dropped the tennis shoes that American flags on them because Colin Kaepernick didn't like the American flag? I mean, that's the big corporations with blood on their hands, with Chinese slave laborers. But what do you expect from communist white parents that adopt a Muslim baby, an Arabic baby? And if you want to talk about who ran the biggest slave trade, it was the Arabs. I'm not blaming people that are Arabs today. It's not their fault what happened 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. But you got Colin Kaepernick just takes the paycheck he can get from the big corporations. That's it. Meanwhile, we're all having our oil cut off. And you're all paying double what you paid just a year ago. And they did it by cutting off our pipelines, not just Keystone, but thousands of other smaller pipelines, and then stopping all new oil drilling permits in two-thirds of the nation geographically. See, we can't have jobs, we can't have businesses, we can't have a future, no matter what damn color you are. Oh, but they can drill for oil anywhere else they want in the world. Yeah, after killing U.S. oil projects yesterday, Biden begs Russia, Saudi Arabia for help fighting rising gas prices. And he did it again yesterday. Did it again yesterday. I saw it on TV. You saw it. Meanwhile, Trump wrongfully, just to prove he was tough against Russia, threatened Russia and got Congress to pass a bill that Russia couldn't finish its pipeline that's finishing right now into Western Europe, Nord Stream 2. Why the hell can't the Europeans buy whoever they want from? They can buy from Americans too, and they were buying from us. But now he kills our pipeline. He kills our pipeline, and then he gives Russia one. I mean, it's just incredible to know. Everything they said about Trump is actually what they have actually done. So, here's the report. After our guest is on, I'm going to actually read through it. I should do a whole show on this. This is so big. This is the blueprint for the rest of your life. They get you in a pincer attack. Forced inoculations, checkpoints, tracker passes, and the vaccine passport, and then the carbon tax tied in. And it announces the shutdown of organic farming, fishing, all industry in America. I mean, just hell on earth. Nothing to do with the environment. Feudalism, the long-term strategy of the United States, that's coming up. But let's do this right now. Let's do this right now, since I mentioned it. Let's look at the establishment, the big banks, the big academia, BlackRock, Vanguard, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bloomberg, all the big money, AT&T, putting out manuals saying whites are inherently evil. Saying a particular group is evil because of what color their skin is Hitler behavior. I mean, it's but all day, oh, Tucker Carlson's Hitler because he wants freedom and to unify America. He's Hitler. But then the real people, like George Soros that actually work for Hitler, they're actually setting up Hitler-like policies because whites are the minority. And they go, hey, let's get all the brown people to gang up with us, the big corporations, and bring in tyranny in the name of getting white people. And it's all a bunch of weird old white people running in who have front men like Colin Kaepernick dressed up in some black Symbian Liberation Army communist outfit from the 1960s. Bitching because he's worth, you know, $100 million. Running around complaining. It's just unbelievable. But hell, 76% of new college acceptants that are white said they were black. And they say, we don't care if you're as white as a Norwegian. Just say you're black and you get into the school. It's all a sick joke. It's all mental illness. Juan Williams says parents' rights is code for white race politics. Oh, you don't want the school teaching your kids how to give a blowjob when they're five? Oh, you don't want them taught that they're evil because they're inherently bad because they're white? Oh, Juan Williams making millions of dollars a year. He's so oppressed, he's going to tell you that's code for racism. Netflix's Kaepernick special compares NFL players to slaves. This is not satire. This is not a joke. Here is the ad.
What they don't want you to understand is what's being established is a power dynamic.
This is such...
Before they put you on the field, teams poke, prod, and examine you, searching for any defect that might affect your performance. No boundary respected, no dignity left intact.
So, cutting Africa's foot off and tens of millions starving to death, that's cool, but oh, when you get your teeth cleaned, the dentist is not respecting you either. Oh my gosh, they're cleaning your teeth. I mean, this is just mass mental illness. So another attack on the corrupt NFL that's already as woke as you can get. But see, that's the dialectic. On one end, you got Kaepernick saying all whites are inherently bad and the NFL's pure Satanism. And the NFL on the other side saying America sucks and don't have the Star Spangled Banner and, you know, we agree and Black Lives Matter. So that's kind of your choice, you know, the communist NFL or the exterminate the whites Kaepernick. That's how they control the false paradigm. But there's Kaepernick, your savior, dressed up like a pastor who's going to teach you the liberation theology that whites are inherently evil. What? A sick joke. Meanwhile, MSNBC freaks out over Let's Go Brandon slogan on AR-15s, tells Secret Service is a threat against the president, and there's now calls to ban the term Let's Go Brandon, saying it's racist. It has nothing to do with that. It's making fun of somebody, covering up people saying F Joe Biden, so turning that joke into a bigger joke on them, and so they now want it banned. Hey, I don't want to be raped by the big banks. Oh, you're a white supremacist. Oh, I don't want to turn my guns in. Oh, you're a white supremacist. On and on and on. Okay, we're going to go to break. Come back with Wayne Allen Root, who's been on fire always, but really on fire right now. That's some of that amazing interview with Trump yesterday, but really I want to get into his article challenging the New York Times and others, the truth about these deadly vaccines and what they're really all about. Separately, store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and double Patriot points. It's part of a yearly sale we do, the biggest sale of the year. And that is Black Friday comes early, and it always kicks off the first 2 weeks of November. Everything is up to 60% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. But a lot of items will sell out. That's while supplies last. Current sales rates, we're going to run out of Ultra 12 in about a week. Highest quality B12 experience if yourself, take it under the tongue. It is 60% off. We only do that like once a year. 60% off with free shipping. Incredible deal on Ultra 12. We got our Ultimate Bone Broth sold out for several years. New and improved even better with the turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and so much more. Next level for your immune system and your body. It's back in stock, discounted as well with free shipping. And Brain Force Plus sold out for 8 months. Back in stock, 50% off. A lot more is for sale as well. Get T-shirts, books, films, storable foods are 10% off right now, and prices are going up at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.